find a new solution, not now, but for the future. Always there's something or tension between the Palestinian state and the Israeli states. The Israeli state. Israel cannot stand any Palestinian power. The empowerment of Hamas, the use of weapons, and the use of technology behind Hamas' invention of certain bombs or artillery shots that have been fired against Israeli homes and shelters has created a certain chaos in Israelis' ministries. And let me add this. The Israelis are really fearful as much as we are fearful. And they have been blamed for the past, let's say, 4 years that they shall do act accordingly and they shall negate the causes and the actions of the Prime Minister of Israel right now and any Prime Minister in the history of Israel. The Israeli people, I do blame. There's a new coming up election. They shall act accordingly and let us not condemn what's going to behind the elections. But let us fight for, truly as Palestinians and Arabs and sit behind all the children and not only face the TV screens. Let us march as one nation, all the cities, I do address of Arab nations. They shall act according and under the same hour. And I ask this urgently. I address this to the presidents and the kings and the emirs of the Arab nations. This is absolutely unbelievable and this is intolerable. We shall act accordingly. Anyone that can do upon his own situation as civilians, as civil society, as leaders, as ministers, as government leaders, as members of the parliament, we shall throw any government of Israel if we stand up one nation and one unity and one solidarity as Arab world.
Okay, Mr. Maher Saloum, a political analyst joining us there from Beirut. We will speak to you again. Please stay with us here on Press TV. Many thanks. You are watching Press TV, ongoing coverage of today's attacks on Gaza. The death toll has now risen. At least 190 people have died in those air incursions by Israel. On the Israeli side, reports from Israeli officials that one woman did die in her home in the south of Israel. We will be bringing you more. We have correspondents across the Palestinian territories, in-depth analysis with political analysts. Please stay with Press TV.
Yes. Just behind me in the background, more and more tear gases are being shot. He was shot from him. The protest started peacefully.
Just to pick up on something you said, the shoes, no mention of those last week. I've been watching live images from Nalil. Welcome back to Press TV. We're bringing you ongoing live coverage of today's events. For those of you who are just joining us, of course, we're talking about those airstrikes inside Gaza. Israel has confirmed that they did launch those strikes. At least 190 people reportedly killed, well over 800 now people injured. Both the death toll and those injured are expected to rise as we see more people taken out from the rubble left over by the devastation of those airstrikes. In retaliation, Hamas inside Gaza has thrown over rockets to Israel, and we are hearing reports that one Israeli woman has also been killed there. International condemnation of these attacks from the EU and EU member countries, the UN and Arab states. So we have correspondents on the ground inside Gaza, and we're now joined by Yusuf El-Halou, who's in Gaza. Tell us what's going on there at the moment.
Yes, I guess the latest Israeli airstrike actually targeted a military jeep, and three people were inside were killed instantly. Now the situation is a bit quiet, but this quietness is actually next with gunshots by Palestinians who are actually expressing their anger and outrage by firing into the air. The Israeli unmanned drones are still hovering above our heads and all over the Gaza Strip. Now, Hamas actually declared a statement saying that they do not want condemnation. They want an immediate action in order to end the Israeli attacks on Gaza, in order also to end the Israeli suffocating siege. Now, we received piece of information saying that the Egyptian authorities have reopened the Rafah crossing, and they sent some medical personnel and some ambulances, some medicine. But so far, they have not actually taken any of the injured to Egyptian hospitals. Now, the number is rising, the number of casualties. Also, the UNRWA and the Red Crescent Society, they actually sent cars in order to help in evacuating the casualties and the wounded.
Youssef, taking those three deaths from the latest attack into account, we can say that the death toll has risen above 190 now. But of course, in a situation like this, no specifics can be given, as we see the death toll and the injured keep rising and keep rising because of this military attack. I'd like to pick up on something that French President Nicolas Sarkozy has said in reaction to these attacks. He's condemned them. He said that immediate halt to these airstrikes must happen, as well as an immediate halt to the Palestinian rocket attacks on Israel. But he said that there is no military solution in Gaza, and we've heard this a number of times. If there's no military solution in Gaza, why do we see such unprecedented, huge air military strikes like the one that we see today?
Well, a Hamas official told me that, nobody likes to see Hamas governing the Gaza Strip, which has actually won landslide victory in 2006 elections, because it's an Islamic regime and it's actually in full control of Gaza. And he accused some Arab regimes of backing the Israeli siege and backing the Israeli attacks, and also he said that they do not need condemnations, they want actions, because most of the casualties today are civilians, and Israel has been imposing its collective punishment on Gaza's 1.5 million residents. Half of the population here are children below the age of 16. So it's time now for action on the ground. It's time now to put pressure on Israel. This is what they say, and this is what all humanitarian organizations say, and this is what all people here say, that it's time to put the pressure on Israel and hold Israel accountable for its attacks, for its policies against the population, civilians here.
Okay, Youssef, we'll talk to you again. Many thanks for the update. Of course, there has been protests around the Arab world over these attacks today. We've seen them inside the Palestinian territories. Our correspondent, Sari Al-Khalili, talking to us about tens of separate protests, hundreds gathering, thousands gathering at each site on that. But it's not just in Palestine. There's protests across the Arab world. And we're now joined by Tariq Al-Farah, our correspondent in Amman, to tell us about the protests that are going on in Jordan. Tariq.
Yes, Nargis. Actually, what's happening in Jordan is unprecedented. Jordan is a country where masses cannot go to the streets unless there is a permit from the government and from the authorities. And what we're seeing today is that thousands on top of thousands are going down to the streets from the Palestinian refugee camps in the Baqa refugee camp, which is home to around 100,000 Palestinian refugees. Of course, these are people who have been here since 1967. And also in Amman today, since the morning, since the news first broke out of the strikes, hundreds have gathered in front of the Jordanian Workers' Union, and then these hundreds became to thousands, and then they suddenly decided to march outside of the confines of the Workers' Union towards the United Nations building, and then were trying to go to the Egyptian embassy to protest against the Egyptian government's decision not to open the borders, resulting, most of them saying, basically, in the humanitarian crisis that preceded this Israeli attack. So people here are very angry. We've spoken to some people from Gaza here who have lost relatives, and they were crying, and there's a lot of sorrow over here, and people are also very upset that the international community is not condemning Israel and is not moving to cut ties with Israel or to basically punish Israel for its attacks against the Palestinians. They're very dismayed. People are disappointed. And of course, more importantly, is that people are also holding the Arab governments accountable for this. They're saying, they're basically wondering why the Arab governments, the Arab army specifically, that's what they've been chanting in their demonstrations. They're focusing on the Arab armies. They're saying a lot of millions and millions have been spent to arm you, billions actually, they said, and you haven't moved to assist the Palestinians. Some of them were saying, what will you use your armies for? Will you be attacking Syria? Some were even saying, what? Are you taking our taxpayers' money to attack Iran? These are some of the things that are being said, and people are very angry. I've never seen in the last 2 years, nearly 2 years that we've been with Press TV, we haven't seen this level of anger in Jordan. As we speak right now, there are thousands demonstrating downtown Amman and thousands in the refugee camps, and you will be having those shots shortly. And that's the situation pretty much in Amman right now.
Stay with us, Tariq. Unprecedented images will be coming through, and unprecedented events where you are, and of course unprecedented events here going on in Gaza today. And I'd just like to warn viewers that because of those unprecedented events, some of the images you will be seeing on your screens may be graphic of the injured and of the dead. 190 people have been killed today in Gaza. So a warning just about those images, especially for younger viewers. Tariq Al-Farah is on the phone with us, our correspondent there in Amman, talking to us about the anger of protesters who have come onto the streets despite the need for permission before any mass protests are held, and a lot of anger towards Arab states. And that's something we've been hearing throughout today's coverage from the Hamas press conference, from other analysts. Why, Tariq, have there been such a silence from these Arab states, and why have they, in the words of these protesters, not done enough?
Well, the official sentiment, the official position here in Jordan, is we've already received reports that the Nasser Judeh, the Jordanian government spokesman, has released a statement condemning Israel and its attacks against the civilian targets in the Palestinian territories in the Gaza Strip. Now, a lot of people are upset with this official silence. A lot of demonstrators have basically said that we should end the peace agreement, the so-called peace agreement Jordan has with Israel. Now, of course, many analysts are saying that the reason why the Arabs are not acting now is because they have so-called agreements with Israel or with the international community in this whole peace process that's happening, which is really not, which has proved that it hasn't done anything on the ground to help the Palestinians. So people are, of course, wondering why, until this moment, nobody has done anything. Not a single Arab government has moved to end the bombardment and the massive air raids, the unprecedented air raids against the Gaza Strip and the civilians there.
Okay, Tariq Al-Farah, our correspondent in Amman there, talking to us about protests that are going on in Jordan across the country. We're seeing protests across the Arab world and internationally condemning these attacks on Gaza, and also political condemnations from states, the EU, the United Nations, the Arab states. Iran has condemned the attacks and called for unity within the country and within the Arab world. The US, however, fell short of condemning these attacks. They did not condemn the attacks, but they did say that there should not be any citizens or civilian deaths, and that Israel should not cause any civilian deaths. For an in-depth analysis of today's events and the events coming up to this culmination of 190 people being killed by these Israeli attacks, we're joined again by Mahir Saloom, in Beirut. So we were talking to you earlier, Mahir, and you ended on the note of a new strategy, and we've been hearing the anger of the people across the Arab world and those protests. What is a new strategy that would work?
I think an international strategy, first of all, the United Nations should stand up on its feet, because Palestinian issues and Arab issues are part of the United Nations, the whole globe. The international agenda, where is it? Where are the Russians as friends of the Arab states? This is enough for the, is it enough for us just to condemn? Is it enough for China to condemn? Is it enough for international states, all international states that are part of this world and can support Palestinian cause, and they shall support the Arab cause, hopefully? Where is the whole strategy making behind this? Why the Arabs have not been working hard for the Arab policy making inside the United States? Let us fight as one lobby, as an Arab world inside the United States, as academicians, as ambassadors, as United Nations spokesmen, as all international ambassadors, let's say.
You talk of the United Nations there and the Arab world. Let's take each one in turn. America, as I just mentioned before I spoke to you, fell short of condemning these attacks. They didn't condemn it. When the US holds a veto power in the United Nations, how can you progress from that point? Can there be peace in Gaza, in the Middle East, within the Arab world, if the United States does not get behind the cause?
It's true, but it's not enough. I think Israeli agenda, or the strategy of Israel since 1948, shall not have peace within the area, because Israel has been built on wars and battles within the area, either on the Palestinian issues, the Lebanese issues, southern Lebanon. We never forgot the 2006 war on Lebanon, the 2000 liberation of Lebanon in the southern parts. Until now we have the Sheba farms, the Golan Heights in Syria. The Jordanians had problems with the Israelis. Most of the Arab world have problems until now with the Israelis. And with all arrogance, they want a peace talk with the Syrian directly right now. And plus, they are ready to have a comprehensive peace talks with all the Arab nations. This is absolutely absurd. I mean, Israel gives you the carrot in one hand and the stick with another hand. It's absolutely a copy of the U.S. administration right now, the George W. Bush presidency, the same style. It's double standards. Let us face Israel within the United Nations, and let us face Israel.